Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. As we go into the end of the year, I thought it'd be great to do a podcast around addiction. Now, I do this every few years, and I went really hard on this about 12 months ago. So if you want to listen to some old catalog podcasts, I'll try and pop a link to at least one of them in the show notes. But in this episode, I'm going to kind of give you an update of where I've gotten to and what I've been learning about this year that's really helped me out. So let's dive into it. Okay, so a shout out. This podcast was a request from the audience. Thank you very much. You know who you are, who has asked for this. I love hearing what people want to hear about. And addiction for me has been something that I've struggled with my whole life. You know, if you do listen back to older podcasts, you'll hear a lot more about it. I won't be able to cover everything in this one. But, you know, a few things became really obvious as I learned more about dyslexia and ADHD is that we are definitely more prone to getting addicted. I also find that we are much more prone to getting addicted to addiction than we are to specific things. Every one of us will have, you know, or potentially a lot of us, shall we say, will have some form of addiction to something where we go 1,000% into something. And before we know it, we're just doing it on routine and automatic without even thinking. You know, over my years, I've definitely had alcohol. Smoking was a big one for me at one point. I no longer smoke. That was the big one I gave up this year, or vaped I gave up this year. Food is another big one. I've never had a shopping addiction, but a lot of people do, where they buy for the sake of it. And again, I think the key to think about this is what I do find with many conscious dyslexics or conscious people in general, we become very high-functioning addicts. We don't become the guys that are in the bottom of, you know, nothing works, you know, it's at the end kind of thing. We look like we're surviving on the outside, but on the inside, we're really struggling. I know that was my case for a long time. I really struggled with a bunch of stuff in life. I just, you know, at one point, you know, I'm sure I said to myself, well, at least the addiction makes me feel good. Whether it was eating something, whether it's drinking, smoking, at least I feel good when I do it. Even though I know I'm just lying to myself and I'm hurting myself, I'll just keep doing this. It's easier than trying to change. And that's really speaking from the heart. That's where it got to. I felt there wasn't a clear way out. I felt like whatever I tried wasn't happening fast enough or it was too painful. I'd go on these great jaunts where I'd get off something for a while and then it'd be like, oh, I feel down again. What can I use? And I'd get back on it. And probably the one I'm still struggling with the most is food. I've had a really crazy addiction path with food over the years. It was definitely something my dad used a lot to look after himself and my mum to a point. That was their kind of drug of choice. And, you know, I struggle to this day with certain decisions. And, you know, what I'll probably talk about a bit is different ways to move past addiction. Now, this is by no means a complete way of dealing with this. Again, do look back at the old archives. You know, I've referenced books like Russell Brand did an amazing addiction book, which was his version of the 12 steps. So if you're really struggling and you want something that's a bit out there, that's a fantastic audiobook to listen to. There's a heap of stuff out there. So I'm not a doctor. Please seek medical advice if you are struggling to a point where you know, hey, I'm going to need help. Do go for it. This is just my experience of it and what I think. So just be very aware of that. You know, I think with ADHD and dyslexia, we all struggle with stimulation. That is the biggest problem with all of these things, is where our brains and bodies are trying to be stimulated. And when we try and be stimulated, it's easy to form repetitive habits of something that stimulates us. Now, I've talked about this with Xbox games, video games, TV can be one of those things where it takes you out of the world and it stimulates your mind and you can put yourself on autopilot and feel good for a while. So these are things. Now, some of these are more helpful than negative. Like I've got a friend who I think's addicted to running, and I don't know if that's a bad thing. I don't, you know, that's keeps him pretty darn healthy, but he runs all the time. So like, you know, you can have beneficial stimulants and negative stimulants. So, you know, one of the paths away from addiction is changing what you're addicted to. It's becoming okay with saying, whatever you do, I'm going to have some level of hyper-focus or hyper-addiction, and I'm better to choose good hyper-addiction than negative. So for example, I've gotten more addicted to meditating recently. I love it. It's great. I try and do it every weekday minimum and absolutely love it. I feel bad if I don't. And that's an addiction I want to continue to grow. It's positive in my life. It adds value. It gives me space. You know, walking is another one that I've become more and more addicted to. I'm going on 2 good walks a day where possible, especially in the weekdays. And I just love it. It really helps me de-stress. I started off doing a shorter route, and it keeps growing, not just because of fitness, but because, you know, I've created an environment where it's really healthy for me. So it's been a good addiction. Fasting is another one. I prefer to fast, especially in the week. Again, I've got a real weekend week kind of flip at the moment with stuff, which I'm working through. But in the weekdays, you know, I fast until midday, you know, 1 p.m., depending on the day. So certain things like that are very, I see them as healthy choices or healthy addictions. And I let myself knowingly get addicted to healthy things these days. This wasn't always the case. And some of these things, what I find is they're opposing. So I have a bunch of positive addictions that work for 90% of the day. And then for whatever reason, I still haven't mastered the 10% where I've become really tired and my brain is just going quick stimulation. And then I'll flop and I'll eat something I shouldn't, or not shouldn't's the wrong word, as we know, but I'll eat something that isn't advantageous to my life. I'll make the wrong decision. And so I'm still working through that. And I've kind of, what I've done is I've balanced like 90% of a day being positive to 10% of the day being bad, you know. So it's not the ideal solution, and it's not the solution I'm working towards, but it's also something that has worked for me for now, you know. So it's in certain parts of my life. In other areas, the only answer for me was ever to go cold turkey, and that meant there were certain addictions I had to get off. So smoking is a great example. I could never be a part-time smoker. I was never the person who could just have one. It just wasn't me. It was either you smoke a lot or nothing. And I managed to move on to vaping, which was probably the most logical decision. You know, it was cheaper, slightly healthier, you know, it was better around people. So I managed to convince myself to do that one Christmas, which was a good step in the right direction. But for me to get over it, it was never to be a weekend smoker. It had to be all or nothing. I found it similar with drinking. I'm much better to go cold turkey for 9 months of the year and drink for 3 than I am to try and drink on the weekends, but not in the week. Because my brain just doesn't work it that way. It just doesn't. It's too emotional. I feel like my body is too emotional for that type of stuff. Like if my body starts feeling a massive amount of anxiety, it goes, what's in my locker to solve it? And it's so quick, it just runs to a solution. So I find if I cut things out completely, although it may be challenging for a few weeks and I may be a little grumpy or I may need some space, it's really super valuable. And that's been really valuable for me around stimulation and addiction. But if I was to give anyone something to really think about as they're going into the new year, is to kind of look at addiction differently and look at it as stimulation. You know, there's no part of you going, I want to become an addict. It's actually asking yourself, what am I getting out of this thing that I'm doing? What am I actually getting? Because you're getting something. You know, addict is doing something that they're not getting something out of. And someone said it really well to me, is it's kind of like, you know, with smoking especially, it's kind of like putting on a pair of really tight shoes and then feeling pain on your feet, and then taking the shoe off every time you have a cigarette or a drink or whatever it is for someone. I've never had that with drinking too much, but definitely with smoking, 100%. And, you know, and then the minute, you know, give it half an hour, it's like you put the shoe back on and it starts to get tighter and tighter, and you release it again. So these are things, you know, this is just, it's just a very visual example. And it takes a while to learn to live without that tight shoe on. And it feels weird. It feels weird to have your foot always, you know, out of that tight shoe. But once you get used to it, like, I don't feel like I have to smoke at all ever again. And I know that if I have one puff, it'll go backwards. So I won't. So these are the things I'm very conscious of these days. And, you know, I guess I would say it's been it's a long-term process, because it's not about just smoking. Like, I can say, hey, I feel like I've beaten that. But it's about, what else am I addicted to? You know, I went through a period of Xbox where I just used it as my stimulant. And now, in the last month or two, oddly, I've kind of moved away from it. And I'm going, where else, you know, if I applied the time I put into that video game to something like learning about cryptocurrency, which I've got a real interest in at the moment, if I could put 3 hours a day of my hyperfocus into that, not rush myself, but just enjoy the building of that knowledge, could I use that as an addiction for a while and use my power for that? So I've definitely learned, and I would recommend considering how you can trade addictions rather than just go cold turkey on all of them, because I don't think, and get me wrong, I'm happy to be proved wrong on this, that we can go completely cold turkey on everything. Maybe with medication we can, but when you're not medicated, I don't know if you can. So that's just my take. That's my thoughts on addiction. Again, there's some great podcasts in the vault. I would say it's usually a topic that comes up every 12 months, so that's where you'll find it. And I'll try and put another episode below if you're interested. But have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back in a couple of days.